In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Ayatollah Mujtahidi Tehrani. Dear listeners, the late Ayatollah Ahmad Mujtahidi Tehrani was born on October 2, 1923 in Tehran. He was raised in a pious and virtuous family. Ayatollah Mujtahidi's father was the late Muhammad Baghir Mujtahidi Tehrani, one of the famous pious and religious merchants of Tehran. Ayatollah Mujtahidi became a cleric at the age of 19, and before that, he worked in the bazaar of Tehran. At first, his father was not pleased for his son to become a cleric, but later on, when Ayatollah Mujtahidi became a very knowledgeable and virtuous scholar, not only was he no longer displeased that he had become a cleric, but he also took pride in him. 5 years later, at the age of 24, he got married, and at the same time, he learned different religious sciences, such as Rasail and Makasib, under famous seminary teachers, such as Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein Qazi and Qasim Nahawi. While Ayatollah Mujtahidi studied, he would also teach different seminary books. For example, when he went to Tehran from Qom, he would teach religious sciences in Aminuddawla Mosque, where Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Zahid would teach and lead the congregational prayers. When Sheikh Zahid became very old, he was asked to allow Ayatollah Mujtahidi to deliver speeches in that mosque at night. Therefore, Ayatollah Mujtahidi began teaching exegesis of the Quran based on the commentary of the book Al-Burhan, and he finished teaching the first 6 juz of the Quran in 2 years.
حال دنیا رو من پرسیدم من از فرزانه ای فرزانه یعنی دانشمند پرسیدم دنیا چیه گفت یا خوابی است
Once a wise man was asked what is dunya the mundane world he answered it is either a dream or an illusion or a myth he was again asked what is life he answered It is either a flash, or a candle, or a butterfly.
گفتم اینایی که می‌بینی چرا دل بستن با اینکه دنیا خوابه و افسانه؟ چرا مردم به این دنیا دل بستن؟ گفت یا مستن یا خوابن؟
He was asked, So why do the people fall in love with this world, which is a dream or a myth? The answer, The people are either drunkards, or asleep, or crazy. The man who falls in love with this mundane world, the dunya, is either a drunkard, asleep, or crazy.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Mujtahidi would go to Sayyid Azizullah Mosque in the bazaar in order to teach different seminary books to students. During the noon, he would teach for those who used to work, and during the afternoon, he would teach seminary books to those who used to study at the seminary. The cleric who was in the Aminuddawla Mosque where Ayatollah Mujtahidi used to teach, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Zahid, passed away on Muharram 21st, 1372 AH. Ayatollah Mujtahidi still continued to teach in Azizullah Mosque 3 years after the demise of Sheikh Muhammad Zahid, until, at the request of a group of religious people and the ulama, he went to the mosque of the late Haj Mullah Jafar. Later, the same people decided to establish a school under the management of Ayatollah Mujtahidi in Eastern Street of Khordad 15th, Shahid Murtaza Kiani Ali, Agha Mosque Ali. Ayatollah Mujtahidi said that it was thanks to the special attention of the Imam of the time, that is Imam Mahdi, that his school was able to pay tuition to the students. Someone once asked Imam Khomeini that his son has obtained his diploma and that he wants to send him to the Islamic seminary. And then he asked him which school he should send his son. Imam Khomeini answered, "The school of Ayatollah Mujtahidi." Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, says that if the school of Ayatollah Mujtahidi was not there, if his school did not exist, I wouldn't know through which school I should put my children.
است که دعا مستجابه، مقید این چهار جا باشین. اول فل وتر، وتر اون نماز یه رکعت نماز شبه، 11 رکعت اون 11امی هر چی میخواد.
There are four occasions in which one's dua, supplication, is answered. The first one is the dua at vitr, which is the 11th rak'ah, unit of cycle of the midnight prayers. Your dua, supplication, could be either in Arabic or even your own mother tongue. The second occasion is after sunrise, at the time of the morning adhan, the call to prayer.
اللهم اغز دین کل مدین، اللهم اشف کل مریض، اللهم فرج عن کل مکروب، یعنی هر کی گرفتاره گرفتار.
There is a special dua called Sari'ul Ijaba, the dua which is answered soon. This dua is very much rich in content, so try to recite it in the morning adhan. The third occasion is after the noontime. At this time, if you ask sincerely, Allah for sure will answer your call. And finally, the fourth occasion is after the Maghrib Adhan, the one in the evening. In another narration, it is stated that at the time of rainfall, one's dua is answered. May Allah give us all the chance of reciting the dua and ask Allah for His blessings.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. The school of Ayatollah Mujtahidi Tehrani, which is in the capital of Iran, Tehran, is one of the highly prestigious seminary schools in Iran. Many great scholars and jurists have recommended those who live in Tehran to attend the school of Ayatollah Mujtahidi. One of those who has recommended this school is Grand Ayatollah Vahid Khorasani, who has said, "In the school of Ayatollah Mujtahidi, a human being is trained." Likewise, the late Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani, when asked which seminary school one must attend, said the seminary of Ayatollah Mujtahidi. So many scholars have recommended the youth to attend the school of Ayatollah Mujtahidi and make use of his wonderful pieces of advice. For example, when Ayatollah Javadi Omali was asked which lessons of morality must one attend in Tehran, he said, "The lessons on morality of Ayatollah Mujtahidi." Ayatollah Marashi Najafi and Ayatollah Shubairi Zanjani have said the same thing. Ayatollah Mujtahidi always would tell his students to be careful what they eat, because the food of the spiritual wayfarer plays a very important role in following the right path and reaching the ultimate destination. He said that once, during the time he was studying in Faizia school, it was the night of Eid Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, and all his friends had gone to their cities. Because he was alone, he prepared some eggs to eat. Then he thought to himself that at my house, they're eating rice and delicious food. He says, "I preached myself and said, 'It's okay, eat these eggs, study, go to the mosque and the holy shrine, and offer the night prayer. These are better for you because enduring difficulties makes one reach the destination.'" This great alim and teacher passed away on January 13th, 2008. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher, which was about the life and character of Ayatollah Mujtahidi Tehrani. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.